So alimud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is l'schus refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla b'zoich shol Chayla Yisrael. So Chofetz Chaim then speaks in Klal Dalet from the beginning, Sif Aleph. He speaks about the title in the book here is the self-righteous speaker. It's the person who thinks he's better than someone else, and therefore he talks the other person down in order to boost his own ego. Right? So he says, he gives for example, he says, that guy, Yechweis, he goes to Torah way in the morning, and that's all the learning he does all day. Thinks he's Yoitzer with a half an hour in the morning listening to a shir, and he sleeps halfway through that as well. You know? So people speak like that. You know? We speak about Yena Gevir, he doesn't give nearly enough tzedakah. Yeah? Based on my assessment of what I know about his finances, right, and what I know about how much stock he gives, yeah, he's, you know, if the Gevirim would give more stocker, then the Moistus wouldn't have to make charities. Yeah. And then he speaks about sometimes Echsherim. Yeah. I don't think somebody like him should be buying meat from Yen the butcher. Yeah, it's past, you know, I would expect better from him. All these sort of things, these are examples that are given. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's Loshon Hara to say if somebody has actually done an Avera. If somebody's done an actual Avera and you've seen it, you know he's done the Avera, and you tell somebody else, that's pure unadulterated Lashon Hara. But these sort of things where you're sort of criticizing his lifestyle or criticizing the way he does do things or doesn't do things, because and very often the Chofetz Chaim says, it's just for me to be able to boost my own ego, to make me feel better. So therefore I say, Pliny is no good. Therefore he says that's also exactly Lashon Hara. He says, obviously, he says there are times when you're doing it L'Toyeles. Well, we all know the rules of Toyeles. If you're doing it L'Toyeles, you really mean well. The reason why you're telling in confidence the Rav about something that Pliny is doing is in order that the Rav can do something about it, etc., etc. So Toyeles is an exception to the rule. But without the positive Toyeles that you can, without the positive Toyeles that you can actually gain from speaking about it in confidence of fulfilling the eight rules of Toyeles, Stamazoi, to talk about Yenem, what he does, what he doesn't do, the way he behaves, whether you think it's a good way of behaving or a bad way of behaving, it's good enough, it's bad enough, that's none of your business to tell someone else. Sorry, I can move this.
Started in Turaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Zion Ador Sheni, 27th of March, Rav Rav Shlomo Reich, Shlita, Ato Kale Mistater. This week's Turaway is sponsored by Family Grunhut, Mordechai Yehuda Ben Rav Aaron, Yerim Yochum, Zechon Lebrot, Yatha, Yud Antori, Yud Zion Ador, and Olu Nishmas Moras, Esther Bas, Rav Meir Yehuda. Ali Asharim, his Yatzait will be on Friday. Leschus Hashavuim v'achayonim v'amilchamo shachzru l'vateim l'sholom b'meiro.
Amen. Even though Purim has gone by, the Hashpah of Purim, i.e. the Hashpah of the Chodesh Adar, is a limud for the whole year round. Gemara tells us, K'shem shenichnas av mamatim b'simcha, so, according to that, the whole year round, you've got to be besimcha. No, adav a little bit less, and adar more. But ba'etzem the chayv is to be constantly besimcha. What is this inyan of being besimcha? That we can learn out of the story of Purim. Purim, like the Gemara tells us, the Apostle Chazal tells us, is a tkuf of hest upon him. Purim teaches us how a Yid has to live through a tkuf of hest upon him. A Yid has to weather, a Yid has to grow through the times when it's difficult to see the Rabbeinu Shleim. The Rabbeinu Shleim is begeda keil mistate. He's l'chura hiding himself. And not only it's a limud how to go through that time, It's more than that. It's a limud to teach us how we can grow from that time, and that we can be zeicha through the growth to the geula. And let me explain. There's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says that la'asid lover, the Rambam sof hilchos begila, that la'asid lover yivatlu kol divrei neviim v'ksuvim, kol divrei neviim v'ksuvim won't be applicable anymore. Agav, it reminds me, the Rambam says in another place, she, with Moshe Rabbeinu, there'll be never a Novi k'mo Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody will be a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu, but Melech HaMashiach state, will be a bigger chochem than Shlomo HaMelech. Melech HaMashiach will be a bigger chochem than Shlomo HaMelech. So somebody wants, the Panovich Rav wants us from Chaim Briska, he said, it doesn't stand. The same Loshen in the Pasuk, the Yokum Acharecha, Novi k'moicha, says by Moshe Rabbeinu, and by Shlomo Melech it says also, Lo yia acharecha kamoicha. So why by Moshe Rabbeinu there'll never be a Novi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? Melech HaMashiach won't be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah. But the Melech HaMashiach will be greater than Shlomo Melech in Chochma. It's exactly the same Loshon in the Pasuk. Lo yia acharecha kamoicha by Shlomo Melech says, and by the Novi, by Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lo yakum acharecha, Lo yakum Novi acharecha kamoicha. So the Chaim said, the Chaim Briska said, This Rambam, Chaim Briska said, the Rambam says that La'asid Lovo Yivatlu Kol Divrei Neviim V'Ksuvim. Neviim V'Ksuvim is Torah ad Yemoisa Mashiach. From the Yemoisa Mashiach onwards, there'll be no Neviim V'Ksuvim. But Torah, Chamushech Mamshe Torah, that's Netzach. That will be forever. I mean, the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu is written in Chamushech Mamshe Torah. So that will always be. That will be even La'asid Lovo. Whereas the Pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech is written in Melachim, that's not in Nevi'im. Nevi'im is not Kaim, it's not Shaykh, the only Mashiach. All the Nevi'im will bottle when Mashiach comes. That's what Chaim Briska once said. About Kol Panim, the Rambam says, even though you bottle Kol Divrei Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, says the Rambam, Megillas Esther will stay. Megillas Esther will stay. It's Lukura, I always thought the Pshat is that La'asid Lavoi is the time when it'll be Mechias Amalek, there'll be literally nothing left of Amalek in any way whatsoever. And when was the seed sown for the Mechias Amalek? When did the Talich, the start, the process that Amalek is Nimcha? It started with Purim. The Siyum will be La'asid Lavoi. And this is a very interesting deal. If you look in the Pasuk, which we leaned on Purim, and if you look in Megillas Esther, whenever we're talking about Mechias HaMolek, the word Mochar is used. Tomorrow. Whenever we talk about Mechias HaMolek, the Pasuk we leaned on, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Mochar, about the Mechias HaMolek in Refidim. And also Esther said, tomorrow, said to Achashverosh, Mochar, because the Shleimus of Mechias HaMolek is Mochar. It's only going to be when Mashiach comes. The beginning of Mechias HaMolek started Taka, the last shlav of Mechias HaMolek started in Golas Bovel in the story of Purim. And therefore, Megillas Esther is l'chura, the Megillah, which is Negea to Moshe Mashiach. That is the Megillah, just as much as whatever there's a Megillah for each chag, the Megillah for Moshe Mashiach. Da'anu, what is Moshe Mashiach? Mechias HaMolek. The Megillah for Mechias HaMolek is l'chura, Megillas Esther. That's how I understood the Rambam. But it could be even much more than that in the Rambam. The reason why Megillas Esther is Neger. Because if we know how to go through the Golus, how to grow through the Tkufa of Kelmistate, through the Tkufa of Hasta Astes Ponai, which is the Tkufa of Purim, if we know how to use it properly, then that will Gufa bring us to the Geula. That will help us, that will lift us up, and that will be the siva, that will be the cause to bring the geula. The way we come to be geula, the way we'll be zecha to geula, is knowing how to cope, and knowing how to grow through the tkufa hest upon him. And let me explain. Hest upon him is a tkufa when luchura, it's difficult to be able to see the Rebbeinu Shleim. It's difficult. When it's a hashgacha prot, when it's a time of gilui, like Metzias Mitzrayim, Bais Rishon, was a tremendous time of Gilui, then everybody sees the Rabbeinu Shleim. Hest upon him is a difficult time to see the Rabbeinu Shleim. It's hard. A person has to work hard to be able to appreciate and to see that the Rabbeinu Shleim is there. That working hard makes a person grow. There are those who find it difficult. There are those who go into yish. There are those who lose hope. And because of that, they slowly fall to the wayside. But there are those who adarab, and not only they don't only lose hope, they use that as a stepping stone to grow even more. They use the difficulties as a hechatimtsa, as a way to help themselves grow more in the, seeing the Rabbein Shalom and amunah in the Rabbein Shalom. There's a famous story with the Satmarov. When the Satmarov left Eretz Yisrael in 1948, he left to go to America. So the Yerushalayim Yidden came to him and said to him, "The Rebbe's not here, who are we going to go to for a brocha?" So Satmarov said, "Look at anybody during Shachris," and he rolls up his sleeve to put on tefillin. If you see a number from the camps written on his arm, and he's still putting on tefillin, from him you can ask a bracha. If a person can go through the camps and use it and steig from it and only grow from it and keep the mitzvahs, that means that he's grown in emunah. He's a person who's ready to ask for a bracha. The tkufa of Purim was the beginning of Be'etzem the Golus. And Chazal is clear that even Ba'is Sheni, even though there was a Beis HaMikdash, Be'etzem was the beginning of the Golus. The Golus that we're in now started in the Tkuf of Bava. There was a Ba'is, there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shechina, there was no Oroin, there was no Urim V'tumim. It started. The Golus had already started. It was slowly, how should you put it, we were growing into the Choshech, we're starting, it was Ben Arabayim, we're growing into the Choshech of the Golos, that was the Tzkuf of Ba'is Sheni. And that started with Golos Bovel. Let's take one story in the Megillah. Mordechai was sitting down, and he heard Bigson Veseresh talking, plotting how to kill the king. Mordechai, we all know the story, Mordechai knew 70 languages, and maybe he understood what Bigson Veseresh was saying, they were convinced nobody understood, and therefore he understood it. Mordechai realized that on the one hand here, Achashverosh was a Rasha Marusha. There's no question about it. Achashverosh was a bigger Rasha than Haman. He was a smarter diplomat. And he knew how to get out of it. And he should look squeaky clean from the whole story. But Be'etzem, Gidel HaMelech Achashverosh was Haman. He gave him everything. And if I cared, he said, "I don't want to be involved in any way. Let me keep me out of it. Don't give me any money. And I'm going to... But do what you want. Adarab of Adarab. But do what you want as whatever you want to do. Do it how you want to do it." That was Achashverosh. And here, all of a sudden, there was a chance when Mordechai could Be'etzem keep quiet, and we got rid of Achashverosh. But Mordechai realized that there must be Ashgacha Pratis here. If the very fact that he's standing here, and he hears the story of Bigson Veseresh, and he hears, and they don't realize he knows, and he's going to do it, so he thought, there must be a Chayvas Ishtadlus. What is a Chayvas Ishtadlus? That I'll go to Achashverosh, I'll save Achashverosh, and like that, I'll be Noisachem by Achashverosh. If I'll be Noisachem by Achashverosh, perhaps we'll be able to get him over to our side. Perhaps it'll be a bit more Rachmanis to Klal Yisrael. Perhaps we'll be saved from it. So Mordechai went and told the story. And what happened? The next pasuk, "V'achakach gidel haMelech Achashverosh es Haman." Exactly the opposite happened. Exactly the opposite. What should have happened? What the plan that should have happened? That the way that Mordechai thought is that it should have happened. Exactly the opposite happened. Did Mordechai lose hope? Did Mordechai, because of that, go into Yush? Mordechai understood. We've got, even in the darkest times, even when we don't see the Rabbein Shalom, even when you don't understand what's going on, adarabah v'adarabah, the chayva is to be mischazik and emunah. The chayva is not to be miyayish. If the Rebbein Shem gave me such a matzav and I did something which was obviously Mordechai's machshavas and his achlotas were 100% erlach and there's nothing else involved except the man kvoidu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the man to do what the right thing is, I did what I was supposed to do, even though that because of that other rabba I saw the exact opposite which I was expecting to happen and how I planned out things to happen happened. Adarabah, not because of that to fall into Yish, not because of the Redifus, not because of the Golos, not because of the Cheshach, a person loses Emunah. But Adarabah, take the difficulties and use them to grow and to grow even more in the Hashgacha Pratis. There's a Pasuk, there's a Chazal, Shoshanas Yaakov. Chazal says in Shir Hashirim, on the Pasuk, Shoshana Ben Achuchim, Chazal says like this, just as much as the rose is, the flower of the rose is surrounded by thorns, and the wind comes from the north and pushes the flower over and it gets pricked by the thorns, always jumps back, he doesn't let the pain, it doesn't let the difficulties make him lose focus. He's always constantly focused, lamala. Not only doesn't let it lose focus, adaraba, adaraba. He uses the difficulties to keep focus even more than that. And that is, everybody talks about, how is it that Klal Yisrael managed to stay Klal Yisrael throughout all the Golos, through all the Radifas, wherever, all the exiles, whereas every other Medina, every other Am lost themselves? That is the answer. The answer is because instead of losing hope during the exiles, instead of losing hope during the Radifas, we grew even more. We went to an exile, one person, and then we went to another exile even higher, then even greater, and even more convinced, and even closer to the Rabbi Yishlan than we were before. And adarabba badarabba, instead of letting the exiles make us lose faith, instead of letting the tzoras make us miyayish, we use the tzoras, as a hechatim says, a stepping stone to help us grow. There's a Mary Dika Meiser, a Motel Pogromansky. Motel Pogromansky was a yid, was the emissaries, he was a shtikel about tshuva, but he became a goyin adir, a greater tzaddik, and he was in the ghetto in Kovno. In the Kovno ghetto, afterwards he came out, he was in France. The Ponovich Rav wanted him to bring him over to Ponovich to become mashgiach, but then he died. He was a very, very sick man. He died, he went to Davos to recuperate, and then he died. And he was standing in the Kovno ghetto. I don't know if any of you know the stories of the Kovno ghetto. The Kovno ghetto was the most horrendous place. Years and years they suffered there in the Kovno ghetto. People, I spoke to people myself who were there in the Kovno ghetto, my own family were there. And people suffered there terribly. And the Slobodka Bokhra, in the Bokhra and Slobodka Yeshiva, there was quite a few boys there as well at the same Tukufa. And it was there that they took out Rabbi Chanan to be killed. And he was standing in the Kovno ghetto. And there were two Bokhrim there. And he said to the Bokhrim, they were standing by the fence. And they were hadn't had anything to eat for a long time. They were down. They were about Matzav Ruach. Rabotel said to them, tell me, what's our chuyva now? What does the Rabbeinu Shem want of us at this moment in time? And they didn't answer. Rabotel said, I'll tell you what he wants of us. He wants us to see the Ashgacha Pratis. So they looked at us. Now to see the Ashgacha Pratis? Now is the time to see the Ashgacha Pratis? He pointed. He said, can you see that soldier over there, German soldier over there? He's got a gun in his hands. There's nothing stopping him to shoot us now. There's no din. Less din, the less dying. Nobody will say anything to him. Adrabi must really get a medal for it. Nothing's stopping it, and he's not doing it. Why is he not doing it? That's called Ashgacha Pratis. The avoid of a person is in the most difficult matzavim to lift himself up and use the difficulty as a stepping stone to grow closer to the Rabbeinu Shlom. That is the Chayv Avid. That is the Chayv Avid. That is what a person's got to do during the times of Golus. Just as much as a person understands that if he goes to lift weights, his muscles will grow. And if he doesn't lift weights, his muscles will waste. However difficult it is to lift the weights, but that helps the muscles grow. And the same is with the Munah. However difficult it may be, and however hard it is, and however it's against our understanding, adrabba adrabba, that is the chayv at this time, is to use the difficulty as lifting weights and to build the muscle of a Munah and grow even more from it. That's called Nes Lis Noises. The Nes to lift us up as a way, a banner to help us grow even more. The Brisk Rav once said, "Kave al Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kave al Hashem." Kave al Hashem. A person is kave al Hashem. He has a munah in the Rebbein Shalom. He's mechazik in a munah. That will bring him to a higher dagger. That he'll be even stronger. Chazak v'yameitz libecho, and come to a higher dagger to be mechave al Hashem, even a higher dagger. The choiva of every tzara is to use the tzara as a hechtims to grow even more. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Ato kel mistata Elokei Yisrael umushia." Kel mistata means to say he's hidden. Kel mistata is hiding. Is if you're talking to somebody who's hidden, you can't see him, then you should be talking in third person, and we say "ato" in second person. We should have said "Who kel mistata Elokei Yisrael umushia." How do you say "Ato kel mistata"? The answer is, if at the time of Kel Mistata we see the Rebbeinu Shalom as Ato, if even at the times when we can't see the Rebbeinu Shalom, when Lechuri is hidden, he's hiding himself for us, we come to the Dargah of Ato, we see him in second person and not in third person, then that is Elokei Yisrael Mashiach. That alone is the Yeshua. The Yeshua, the way we grow, the way we lift ourselves up, is by seeing Ata in the Tukufa of Kel Mistata. It's Yudua by Grace of Sadiqim. People came to Rebbes and said to him, I'm suffering. How can I go through the suffering? So the Rebbes told them, go to this tzaddik, go and see, ask him. He's got tremendous suffering. Ask him how he's managing to cope. So they came to the tzaddik and asked him, how do you manage to cope? So he said, why? What's the problem? I have no problems, Bechlal. The Havana of Eloi Ke Yisrael Umoshia doesn't mean to say that everything's going to be Mesudah, that there's going to be no problems. It means to say that you're going to be able to be lifted up, that you won't feel the problems, that you see the Rebbein Shalom. Ata, if you see the Rebbein Shalom, even in a time of Tzoras, even in a time of Kel Mistata, that alone is the Yeshua. That is the Yeshua itself. The very fact that a person can lift himself up from the Tzoras, and a person can live and realize it's all Hashgacha Pratis, and it's all Latoiva, Kila Oilam Chazda, there's nothing else in life. That is the Yeshua in itself. The Avoida, which we learn from the Purim, is how to cope in the Tzkufa of Tzoras. There are two psukim in the Torah where it says, Anoichi Hashem. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Etzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Anoichi Hashem, Anoichi Hashem Bayoim, Hasta Asta Esponai. I can't remember the exact words. Anoichi Hashem Bayoim, Hasta Esponai. There are two ways a person's got to realize Anoichi Hashem. There is one time when it's begoli, when we see the Rebbein Shalom without any sfeikas, when everything is absolutely crystal clear, the Ava, the Rebbein Shalom's, the love for us, taking us a kanfei nesharim. That's Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, Asher Etzei Sicha Me'etz Yisrayim. That's the tzkuf for the Ava. But there's another time. B'yoyim Hasta Asta Espana, you've got to come to the same Darga of Anoichi Hashem. A person's got to see the Rebbein Shalom with the same Akara, Anoichi Hashem, in the times of Hasta Asta. And other of it, that is what we're given the Golus for, to be able to grow even through those Tekufa and get close to the Rebbein Shalom and see the Rebbein Shalom in that Tekufa itself. The Pasuk in Tilim, B'choch Hasisi Va'alei Vaisha. I trusted in you, Va'alei Vaisha, and I didn't have any busha. What's the pshat? What's b'choch isisi v'alevoisha? And there's a few times the pasuk in the pasuk of Chav Beis, which is neger to Megib to Esther. The pasuk says b'choch botchu v'loy boishu, because I trusted you and I wasn't embarrassed, I wasn't ashamed. The Ramchal explains that the whole tachlis of the world that Rebbeinu Shem created, that a person should go through nisenas, a person should have difficulties, that a person should misgabe, is so that we all know, so that Be'er should come to Olam Haba and get schar, but to earn his schar, not to get it without earning it. If he gets it without earning it, then it's namba di kisufa. That's not what the Rebbein Shem wants. It's free bread. A person, nobody wants a free supper. A person wants to earn. That's how the Rebbein Shem created the world, that a person should get a geshmak, a person should enjoy what he earns and what rightly comes to him. The fact that a person has nisyanus and a person's misgaba on the nisyan, the fact that a person manages to fight against the Yetzer Hara and because of that he gets scha, that is a scha which a person rightly earns. Whereas if a person's going to get scha which he doesn't earn, that's no tachlis. That's how the Rebbein Shem, the chokhmah, whatever the reason is, how the Rebbein Shem decided to create the world. If I trust in the Rebbein Shem, then everything I'll get in the next world won't be a busha b'chlal. The darga, the way a person can come to a matzah that there'll be no busha, is b'cho botchu. The only way a person can come to b'cho chisisi, the fact that I trust you, loye b'isha. And the whole way through, there's lots of different places in tefillah, you'll find that the word, the inyan of busha and bitochen are put together. Because through the fact that a person's got 100% bitochen in their Rebbein Shalom, even in the most difficult times, through that, he goes closer to the Rebbein Shalom. He himself comes to a darga of Elohike Yisrael and Moshe. He himself is lifted up, and therefore he's rightly earned the scha v'loy busha and nishtak on busha b'chlal. And that's pshat in Shoshana Yaakov. Lo'idia shekol koivecho lo'yevoishu v'loy kolman anetzach. Somebody who's koivecho, who trusts in the Rebbein Shalom, lo'yevoishu v'loy kolman anetzach. The way a person can come to the Shlemus, that lo'yevoishu v'loy kolman anetzach, is shekol koivecho. The only way is through the koivecho, that person trusts in the Rebbein Shalom. And there's a famous Briskerov. Briskerov once said, there's a Mishnah at the end of Seder, and the Mishnah there records out all the terrible things that are going to be b'achris ayom, just before Mashiach comes. Terrible things, all the Tzoras and everything we're going to go through as Chamon al Islam we're seeing. And at the end of the Mishnah, there's a few words. Ein lanu lishoin, elo al avinu shebashamayim. So Luchura, you think about it, you're learning the Mishnah, you know, you want to be Messiah B'Dvar Toiv, or sort of stick at the back on the bumper of the car. Said the Briskrov, that's not the Pshat. He said, the Pshat is there'll be terrible tsaras. And the tsaras will push us, like the Moshe will push us to the wall. And we'll realize that we've got nobody to trust in. And we'll realize we've got nothing in life. And they realize there's nothing doing here besides one thing, only one thing. And that's the Rabbein Shem. And that is Gufa the Yeshua. Elokei Yisrael Mashiach. By the fact that we'll come to a darga of Ein Lanu Lishon El Avinu Shebashmayim, that alone is Gufa the Yeshua. That is the Geula. And in other words, the Tzoros are Tzoros, but the Tzoros, like every other Tzora, Eis Tzora Hila Yaakov, Umimeno, from the Tzora itself, Yivoshea. The Torah itself brings the Yeshua. Why? Because the Torah is pushing us to the wall so that we come to a stage that we realize we can't trust in this, we can't trust in this, and by Etzem we've got nothing else but to turn back to the Rabbein Ishtenam. Ein lanu lishon el avinu shebashmayim, and that, the Ein lanu lishon el avinu shebashmayim is good for the Geula. That is good for the B'tshelemus. Pardon? The last mission in Seita.
Is it B'chah, sorry to interrupt, is it B'chah Hashem Chassiti or B'chah Chassiti?
That brings a person to Simcha. The Emunah and the Rabbein Shem brings a person to Simcha. The sense of frustration in life, the sense of frustration in life that things aren't working out, like a person expects things to work out, is the direct opposite of Simcha. Simcha means to say that a person knows everything is working out in the best possible way. That's Shaykh. It couldn't be any better. Amameila, the Simcha of Yimei Purim is because then they came to a Shleimus in the Darg of the Bitochan of the Rebbein Shleimah. Tell a story that happened to me last week. I had to go and say a Shia somewhere at 10:15 at night. And I was driving, there was a Gera Chasna in Yerushalayim, and I was driving near Rav Shefa, and it was 10:10. I was literally 4 minutes away from where I was supposed to be, and there was a pekak. The Gera Chasna was stopped. You couldn't move, literally couldn't move. The place was packed. I couldn't move. I was stuck there 20 minutes, not moving. So at the beginning, I got tremendously frustrated. I waited for me to say Shia. I was getting frustrated. Then I thought, one minute. There's a Rabbein Shleim in the world. He knows where I am. He knows where I need to go to. And he knows that there's a pekak here. And he knows all the problems. It must be that's the right thing. And all of a sudden, the frustration evaporated. And the simcha came back. The sheirish of simcha is bitachon the Rabbein Shleim. That is what brings the simcha to a person in life. The mazel...
It's all the time.
Everything is the shayness. The mazel ador is dogim.
Yeah.
The only animal which can't speak. It's the only animal, which is the only chaya, which has got no, doesn't speak, it's silent. The yisoid of Purim is silence. No matzasi teiv leguf mishtika. Svasemes writes, no matzasi teiv leguf, I think it's the first one, Imre, I can't remember which one it was, says, no matzasi teiv leguf mishtika, be'etzem there are tzaras, there are nisyenes. And the person's naturally, his goof naturally wants to fight against them. His goof naturally has got questions. His goof naturally can't understand why it's happening. I never found anything better from being mashtik the goof, silencing the goof. Be quiet. Why? Because that's bitochen in the Rabbein Shem. If you know that that's the right thing, that's bitochen in the Rabbein Shem. The Purim, the story of Purim came from Mordechai, Binyomin, Rochel, Midas Hashtika. That is the Sheirish of Midas Hashtika. Midas Hashtika, Rochel from the beginning, that when she saw that everything Luchura was going wrong, and she gave her the Simon to Yaakov, and all of a sudden, he took Leah, and he didn't take Rochel, and then Leah had the children, and Rochel didn't have the children. And she was Sheisik. She never said a word. She was Sheisik, she never said over the story about the Simon, she was Sheisik the whole way through. Le Metzasi Toiv Leguf Mishtika. Nachon. Mishenich Nasado. Mishenich Nasav. Chechenich Nasav. Mamati Mesimcha. Mishenich Nasado. Mar Mesimcha. Oba. Simcha has to be the whole year round. If we take the limud that there is in Purim, we take the limud that is neged to Chodesh Adar, and we take that limud, that is the limud which gives us the darg of Simcha the whole year round. And the Mela, that's why. That is Gufa the Yeshua, and that will Gufa bring the Yeshua, and therefore You bottle called divrei neviim v'ksuvim la'asid lavoi, but won't be bottled Megillas Esther because la'asid lavoi is gufa Megillas Esther. La'asid lavoi is gufa Elokei Yisrael Moshiach. La'asid lavoi is gufa living b'tzeil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living in a different life, living in a different sphere, seeing things from a different angle, being besimcha because you see that everything is b'ra olam. That is the heftza of la'asid lavoi. That is the metzias of Mechias Amalek. And Mamela, Megillas Esther, is the Megillah, which is Negeh to La'as of Lavi. The mention is to help us that we should take a zecha to see Yeshua's and we should steig from the tkufa that we're going through. Hey.